Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two of the show starts right now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F Yeah Friday. We've already kind of given you the backstory on F for Funny, our comedian of the week. But Barry, if people missed that, give them a little bit of what they're going to expect at 2:15 when we have our next clip.
Yeah, Juan Villarreal, Houston comedian, born here, raised here, stayed here, lives here. Been in the game for 27 years, pretty much done it all. I think he's toured with Mencia. He's been on BET Comic View more than any other comic in history. And he's filming his first special, which after 27 years, your first special, that's why people are like, oh, I can't, you know, they'll jokingly be like, oh, bro, I can't wait to see your special. I'm like, I'm 6 years in. That means I got 21 more years before I'm ready to film a special. I'm going to be so damn old. They're going to be like, we don't give specials to people this old. Sorry, old man. You waited too long. But that's how long this game can take, man. And I mean, it took Kevin Hart 20 years to become an overnight sensation. So, I wanted Juan to be my comedian of the week because I wanted people to go out and support him this weekend. So a lot of great comedy going on at the Houston Improv this week. Brendan Schaub in town. We're going to try to get him on the show at some point this hour. But also Juan Villarreal shooting a special on Sunday. So please go out and support. There's a few tickets left. He's one of your own, Houston. So get out there and support that man and be a part of history. There's never been a special recorded at the Improv. You could be in that special and you could be there to see it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And with that being there to see things, hopefully all you guys are going to be tuned in on Sunday. We know what's going on. It's the Texans on the road. They're taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. We'll have our hotel guy, Steven, to talk about for all of you Texans fans that are going to make the trip to the West Coast. Big game for this team, though, because as we talked about when we kicked off the show, you know, when you looked at the schedule at the start of the year, this was going to be a big game because it was going to be a measuring stick to see a team that a lot of people thought was a sexy pick to sneak into the Super Bowl discussion in the AFC, the Chargers, against a team that wants to gauge itself at how far it has to go. And the Texans, now it looks totally different. Chargers lost a game to the Lions last week that I didn't think a lot of people saw coming.
Nope.
Melvin Gordon is nowhere near joining the Chargers. He says he's going to play for somebody this year, but Lord knows when or who. So that's still up in the air. They've suffered some injuries. And at the same time, the Texans, yeah, it wasn't pretty against the Jags, but they got a win. They played great in offensively against the Saints. And now we're going to maybe get a truer definition of who this team really is as they traveled to Los Angeles.
I've been impressed, though, with the Chargers' running game.
Have you?
Yeah. All think if you lose a Melvin Gordon.
Sure, I understand
Eckler
that. But a lot of people
Jackson
thought that.
Still, I mean, they're still averaging 131 a game. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Eckler, and it just looks like he's just not an every down back. But because everybody before the season thought, oh, they're going to be just fine with Eckler. And I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if he can take that pounding. But, yeah, you're right. If they're putting up 131 yards a game, that's close to what the Texans are putting up. So you can't, you know, and their two guys are doing a good job. So.
Yeah, I was looking. They show you the little comparisons. I mean, a lot of these teams are identical except for two things, pass defense and pass offense. And that's where the Chargers excel in both as compared to the Texans because points-wise, points allowed, points scored, you know, rushing yards, Texans are slightly ahead. Obviously, their run game has been really good, mixing it up with Hyde and Duke Johnson. But Chargers still averaging 131 a game. And then yards allowed, Texans pretty stout against the run at 125, but Chargers giving up 150. But the passing yards allowed, Texans almost 300, Chargers at a little over 200. My concern in this game, if he plays, he's been questionable, but if Keenan Allen plays, could be pretty ugly.
Well, Keenan Allen plays, and Mike Williams has had some knee issues, but he played last week and put up 80 yards. So the thing that's shocking to me is a guy like Phillip Rivers with those weapons is not putting up major numbers in the passing game, especially because of what we talked about with Gordon being out. But maybe, you know, Gordon was also a safety valve, caught a lot of passes out of the backfield too. I just saw Detroit play their first game of the year against Arizona and thought, this team is really garbage.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
And then they come back at home and they beat the Chargers, and you're like, now, what's the truer story? Detroit's not garbage, or the Chargers maybe are closer to garbage than we thought, missing Gordon and having the issues they have. We'll see a lot this week with both teams as they take the field at a soccer stadium that seats 22,000 in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, there's the truth lies somewhere in the middle. I think this Chargers team is good. That Detroit team was better than they showed originally. But I think this Chargers team should be better. And, you know, of course they would be better with Melvin Gordon than without him. But they're still not – they're not bad. And I think you still have to respect the run game. You still have to obviously respect Phillip Rivers. So, I you know, combined, those two guys, Eckler and Jackson, have, you know, 240, 250 yards of rushing between the two of them in their game. So it's kind of similar to the Texans. Like I said, these two teams are similar in a lot of ways, except for passing defense, passing offense. And I think that's – but the advantage, though, that the Texans will have, obviously, is the fact that Deshaun Watson can get out and run. I think he needs a few more yards to surpass 900 and be one of the fastest to 900 in history. So
– as a quarterback, right?
Yeah, as a quarterback. Yeah. So I'm leaning – I think the Texans have a chance in this game. The problem is on the road. Mm-hmm. The point spread be damned. I think this is a very winnable game for the Texans, because if they can get any help in that secondary, or if Keenan Allen is slowed a little bit, that's going to be a big advantage for them because he's been questionable. They're missing Hunter Henry, right, so that's advantage Texans as well. So the secondary gets a little help because of injuries, and that could help this team overall.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, I'm looking at it, and Sarah Barshop's going to join us at 3:30, so that's great because she'll be able to break down some of the last minute details of a matchup like this, like maybe Keenan Allen, like the fact that, look, what I really like about this Texans team is offensively, I love the way they moved the ball in the first week. I'm not really sure what happened last week, but I will say this, they are still able to run the football. And as Kenny Stills gets more into this offense and Laremy Tunsil gets more comfortable and there's more chemistry with that line, to me, they're only going to get better. That the guys that they traded for, you can bitch about the two first and a second and all the picks that are gone. But as we mentioned, short term, this team got better. They have more talent. And I really believe that they can put it together. And offensively, they can put up good numbers all season long. It's going to be a good test because the secondary for the Chargers is good. There's a lot of guys that can bring the wood. They hit very, very hard, very well from all over the field. So I want to see them on the road. If they're able to do what they did in New Orleans. If they can do what they did in New Orleans, go on the road. I'm not going to say a tough environment when, like I said, it's a 22,000-seat soccer stadium as opposed to going to the Superdome. Mm-hmm. But if they go on the road and they get back in a groove offensively, I feel good about what they could do this
weekend. Secondary's got to hold up. There's three receivers in the top 11 that have played for teams that the Texans have faced already in Jacksonville and New Orleans. And I don't think that's any... I mean, DJ Chark is just lighting up the NFL right now. It's crazy. I don't know if you saw the game last night, but he had a pretty damn good game, all things considered. And Gardner Minshew's the talk of the town and the love of the NFL right now. But three receivers in the top 11 that have faced your secondary says something about your secondary. They got those yards against your team as well as whoever else they faced thus far. So I think, it comes down to that. And it fortunate for them, that's, you know, there's no Aaron Colvin, which, you know, week one really hurt that secondary. So Lonnie Johnson had an improved game. We'll see how that goes. I think the key, obviously, on the road, like you said, crowd's not as big of a deal as it was in New Orleans. But if they can run the ball, and they can.
They certainly can.
They're in it. And that's why I don't feel as bad as I thought going into the season. I thought the Chargers were a lot better than they have been.
Well, week one,
but those injuries
180
in the passing
on the
game
ground,
could mean
but
a lot.
40 of it was Watson.
Yeah.
Week two, 130 of it is split between Duke Johnson and Hyde. And look, I was the first guy to say that with all the names that were out there, I'm not sure Hyde was the guy. But boy, since he's put the Texans uniform on, he's looked very like he's in shape. and he's doing a hell of a job carrying the load. So I'm impressed by what they've been able to do with the running game. And you're right, if they can continue to kind of ball control it and control some of the tempo, that'd be great.
And you got
to
like the fact that the Chargers still having problems in the kicking game as well. That's always it's good when you can, you know, that's the one thing you don't have to worry about. The Texans bring in anger, make a move on, you know, who'd they get rid of? What's the kid's name? The punter.
The punter?
Yeah. They brought in Brian Anger. They got rid of the other cat that was punting. What the hell is his name? Why am I already forgetting?
I'm out on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe. Hold on. It's right here. Trevor Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah, they cut Trevor Daniel, brought back in Brian Anger. So Super Bowl.
Oh, the Texans did. I thought you were talking about the Chargers.
No. So obviously Super Bowl because they've got the punting thing solved. So that's it. Nobody else is beating them after that. But it's surprising that you might actually be advantage Texans in the special teams in this game, which is rare for us to be able to say about the Texans.
That's true. And Fairbairn's always, I think he's pretty reliable.
Well, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Chargers are having kicking it field goal issues. Fairbairn's very reliable, been one of the better guys in the league the last couple of years. And hopefully they'll get better production than they did out of Daniel.
So. No doubt. So more preview coming with Sarah Barshop, 3:30, ESPN beat writer for the Texans. So we'll get to that. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks. I've been telling you about them all the time now as we got closer to football season, fantasy football, now with a big weekend of college and professional football. If you're going to get out of the house, there's no better place to go than one of the five Houston area locations of Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, as I tell you, is eats, drinks, and scenic views, and we can go right down the list. The eats are made from scratch, appetizers and main courses and entrees that are just simply delicious. Smoked meats, barbecue, everything that you want right there under one roof. And of course, the drinks, 29 degree draft beers, all of them served right there at the bar. You can get what you want to quench your thirst as you're watching one of those games. And then the environment. When you look at the environment at the Twin Peaks, there's all the screens all over the place where you're not going to miss a minute of the action if you're walking to the bathroom, the bar, or walking to your table or sitting there enjoying your meal. And then the fact of the matter is they have every subscription to every kind of conference and every kind of sporting event that you want. So therefore, if you want to watch soccer in the morning or you want to watch the Astros, the college football, and or the pro football and put them all on different screens, it's all available to you because of Twin Peaks. And when I say scenic views, it's not just the sports action. Those girls at Twin Peaks, you know the Twin Peaks girls are there to take care of you, and they are fantastic in what they do. So make sure when you're out and about looking for a place to watch sports that there's only one place to go. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And you know what's funny about being poor? Some people don't even know they're poor. You know what I mean? Some people don't even know what poor is. They think they're poor because they can't, like, travel every other year or buy a bigger house or buy better jewelry or some shit. That's not poor, f***. Poor is when the light company comes to your house at night and they blow out your candles. We said no lights. Woo! They motherfucking playing, dog. Put that shit out. Put it out, dog. Put it out. They ain't playing, dog.
There you go, FBF Friday here on The Usual Suspects. Juan Villarreal, our comedian of the week. Barry gave you a little bit of the backstory, but he's H-Town through and through. And he is going to be in town this weekend, you were saying.
ImprovTX.com for tickets. You can get some tickets for his show September 22nd. I'm assuming it's not. I haven't looked, but I'm guessing it didn't sell out yet, but I need to confirm that because I know they were going fast. So
good deal there. So we'll have one more clip at 3:15. If you missed any of it, as I always tell you to do, go to ESPN975.com. Go to the top of the page where you can click on The Usual Suspects, and the prompts will come down for you to catch hour number one, hour number two, and so forth, so you don't miss anything of the three clips we've had, 1:15, 2:15, and one coming up, 3:15. While you're there, download the app. Then you take us anywhere, everywhere. Don't have any problems. Because when I was driving in, fellas, signal was
today
struggling with the weather.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably because our towers in Mount Bellevue.
We got a text or two that said that.
Oh, I haven't even looked at the text.
Yeah, that it went out during the Charlie Polillo show, and I was wondering if people could send us a message to verify that it's back.
Oh, the signal went out during today?
Charlie. Yeah, it says, am I the only one that lost y'all in the middle of the Charlie Polillo show? It happened yesterday, too. Nothing but static. That's from truck driver Pookie.
Hmm.
So hopefully we get that fixed.
Yeah.
The hotel guy, Steve, is going to join us next segment. So he's going to give you, as I was have been promoting, he's going to give you some kind of the inside information if you're heading to the West Coast and Southern California to see that Texans game. And I know that Texans fans travel in droves to see the road games.
Uh-huh.
Just as we mentioned, though, that soccer stadium, and people maybe aren't as aware of it as they should be, but until the new stadium is ready that they're going to share with the Rams, they're playing in an MLS stadium that seats, literally, I'm not joking, it's like, it would be like a Texans game at the Dynamo Stadium.
It's crazy.
At BBVA.
Crazy when you put it that way.
Yeah. 22,000 people for an NFL game. So it's going to be tight quarters, and those Texans fans, I don't think the tickets are going to be as easy to obtain as it would be if you were going to a Rams game in the Coliseum with that big of a venue that we know they have a hard time filling up. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out with home field advantage for the Chargers as they host the Texans this weekend in that big game we were just talking about. So we talked about the Cougars a little bit as well. And we covered some Astros. So we still got plenty more to get to before we get through any of this. Anything else catch your eye last night in terms of baseball or otherwise? What was going on in the sporting world there, Barry?
Not really. Obviously, because UVerse sucks. I'll die on this hill.
You had issues with UVerse because of what? The weather?
No, bro. I don't get the NFL.
Oh, because you don't get the NFL package.
I don't get the NFL. Not even the package. Just the
NFL Network.
The channel.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't watch Thursday Night Football until this coming Thursday night. Now I've got to go to Amazon Prime and do a bunch of rigmarole to be able to watch regular ass boring football.
Yeah, it'll give you something.
I feel like if of all the games you're not going to let people watch, you would think they would withhold the good ones. But why am I angry that I couldn't watch some raggedy ass Titans Jacksonville Jags game? It looked like it sucked. I didn't watch it, but it looked like it sucked. Other than Gardner Minshew,
I'll tell you what,
being the pretty boy of the darling of the NFL now. People are in love with this dude.
But I'll say this, you know what? He could be a lot worse. The kid has handled it with poise, even his post-game press conference about, hey, you know, a lot of people at least get one chance. Most people said I wasn't even going to get that one chance, and now I've got to make the most of it. Some of the throws he made last night, and they were talking about it, the one on the right sideline where he had to literally put it in a window, probably the size of a basketball, on the sideline side between two defenders, he did that. His touch pass over the top for the touchdown to Chark in the corner was beautiful. And he just seems to be that kind of free spirit that's handling it all really well, but he's given Jaguars fans hope, because when Foles went down and then what an awful game that was last week here, I think a lot of people were watching this thinking, is this the end of the Jags and we're just going to verify it? And instead, they're right there in the middle of it.
Pretty crazy. I mean, when a team like that loses their quarterback that was supposed to, everyone felt like this team was close except for one position. Mm-hmm. Then you bring in Nick Foles and he doesn't even make it through a quarter for that matter. And then you're like, oh, this kid. No, Gardner Minshew was on no one's radar. I mean, his name is Gardner.
Yeah.
Who's looking at an NFL quarterback named Gardner and going, oh boy, that's scary.
I'll tell you, Gardner would be the one guy that you should get signed up for Lawn Talk.
Is that the worst? Yeah,
that would be big.
Is that the worst quarterback name? Is there a?
Boy, I'd have to think about that, but it can't be far behind if it isn't the worst.
Like people that names that won't strike fear in your heart. If you're looking at Gardner, I'm like, nah, we're cool.
His dad's a big dude too. Did you see him in the stands?
Uh-uh.
Ooh, was he getting fired up? And he was like high fiving with some heat and getting all jacked up. But again, it's a Cinderella story. It's fantastic. Sixth round pick. A lot of people didn't think he'd make it at all. And as he stated after the game, I mean, I didn't even think I'd ever get a chance. And not only as a backup or a starter, but now that he's starting, he is making the most of it. He's turned a lot of heads, and he's got a lot of people thinking about the fact that regardless of what happens with Foles, this is a guy that, whether it be for the Jags or someone else, we always say in the preseason in the NFL, you're playing for your resume, because every time that anybody sees you, you might not be on that team through the preseason, but another team may be interested enough to take a shot at you. This guy has proven that there should be a spot for him on somebody's roster.
Well,
even as a backup.
Has he, though?
I think so. Think about some of the backups in this league and how garbage they are, or some of the overpaid backups. Teddy Bridgewater's making over $7 million a year. They're already talking about quarterback by committee for this week. So, you know what? Backup, it's a tough – it's, we know when it's good, you'll overpay for a Foles because he showed what he could do in Philadelphia when he came in for Carson Wentz. But I lived it in Green Bay when they didn't have a backup that was worth anything when Rodgers went down. And it cost them making the playoffs. It cost them a chance at a playoff spot, division.
You know what this is, though? This is, to me, this has all the makings of the typical guy comes in, super jack on the Astros, comes in, it has one good game, and everybody's like, oh, look at this. This guy's a player. He's a game and a half in. When I saw something that got tweeted out about Minshew has posted the highest completion percentage and passer rating by a rookie in their first three games in the Super Bowl era with a minimum of 30 pass attempts. You want to hear who's on that list? This amazing list? Gardner Minshew's one, Rick Meyer, Trent Edwards, John Kitna. That doesn't give you – it's like, okay. And then they have the highest passer rating. The only one on that list that's any good is Wentz. It's Minshew at 110, then Mariota, then Ed Rubert.
No clue.
And then Carson Wentz with a minimum of 30 passes.
And
so I
hear you, because if I'm going to back you up, partner, because yeah. I'm going to give you the stats that you need. When we talk about that, we sometimes call it a sample size. And yeah. sometimes we refer to sample sizes as being too small. Like we've referred in this town to a sample size of six games that got Brock Osweiler yeah, a massive
that's a
deal.
Good point.
So I don't think we're to the point yet of giving Gardner Minshew a big deal for multiple years, but at least I think he shows he belongs in the league at some point.
He dropped a few dimes, so I'm not going to lie. He's shown some accuracy. In that Texas game, he showed some accuracy. So.
You look at, you know, with the Jets guys, you could do worse than to have Minshew on your squad. So.
Probably.
There you go. 90 minutes in the books. Second half, 90 still to go in the show. Don't go anywhere. Our hotel guy, Steve, joins us next to talk about L.A. and the Texans and the storm yesterday. All that and more right here on The Usual Suspects.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, as we mentioned, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. It's the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 on an F yeah Friday. F for fun. And if you're traveling to L.A. this weekend to see Texans and Chargers, that'll be fun. So before we get to our hotel guy, Steve, we want to make sure that we also give back to the suspects in many ways. One, Steve always comes bearing gifts, and we'll get to those that he's brought in the studio.
Oh,
he also gives $100 dinner certificates for Tribute, the beautiful restaurant on the grounds of the Houstonian. We'll give away one of those gift certificates between now and the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. But also, because of the fact that we give away to you guys in lots of ways, the grunge rock mainstays that are Stone Temple Pilots with new lead singer Jeff Gutt, along with blues rock outlet Rival Sons, are coming to Revention Music Center on Tuesday, October the 1st. And we want to send you to the concert. ESPN 97.5 has two tickets right now. Caller number 12, 713-780-3776. You win a pair of tickets to see the show. Get your tickets now, livenation.com, if you don't win them. But again, caller 12. Good luck. And with that, Steve Frunterhouse is here. He is
you
our hotel guy.
Me.
But all I know is before he even gets on the air to say a word,
don't need me
my co-host
segment.
Is indulging in all of the goodies, and he is in heaven.
Oh, dude. Now,
Steve, welcome back.
Yeah, thank Steve, welcome back to the show.
I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for bringing gifts. Tell the folks what you brought us.
Well,
because I'm trying not to talk very much at all so I can eat.
Right. So we brought some Bandera quail that we've got on the dinner and lunch menu over at the hotel. And Chef Neil Cox, who's a native Texan,
Nick's a fan.
Right, and prepared these. And so we also brought you some shotgun shells here because it's dove season, and I know you guys are outdoorsmen, so we wanted to make sure that you guys are ready for the weekend. So I hope you enjoy the quail.
I promise you I'm not going to be talking much. This is so good. I highly recommend if they win the...
Yeah, the classy professional thing for the announcer to just dig in right now around there. Go ahead.
If they win the tickets, they can get this on the menu, right?
Like, oh,
this
sure. That's no problem. We've got plenty of birds. Hey, before we go to Los Angeles, yes. I wanted to get started with kind of a local hotel tip. Well, it's somewhat local at South Texas.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of Three Rivers, Texas?
No.
I have not.
Yeah, I figured Barry would say it's on the planet Earth somewhere, but... South, it's in South Texas, about 70 miles northwest of Corpus Christi, Texas. And I went down there last weekend with some friends of mine to dove hunt, and we had a good time. But I had to check into a hotel down there, and it's called the Roadway Inn, down right there on Main Street in Three Rivers, Texas. And my hotel tip for the week is, local tip, is if you ever find yourself in Three Rivers, Texas, look at all options other than the Roadway Inn.
Even if they leave the light on for you?
Right, even if they leave. And the light was left on. Uh-huh. And, you know, as we were talking a couple of weeks ago when I was on, Barry is, we have to bring a hazmat team in for Barry. And if you'll remember, we were talking about remote controls.
Yeah.
And over at the hotel, we have a secret weapon. Well, the Roadway Inn Motel in Three Rivers, Texas does not have that secret weapon. And apparently, they're also missing several other cleaning agents down there. So I did notice on the way out of town that there's a brand new Motel 6, and you might want to look at that as an option if you happen to find yourself down there.
It's funny you bring this up because tomorrow, Nora and I hit the road. I have a gig in Corpus Christi.
Okay.
And I'm headed down there. Now, fortunately, the gig has a hotel for us. We're staying at the Holiday Inn downtown. So we should be okay.
No, you're going to be fine. look over the remote control me pictures.
You know, my secret is what I do, I'll take the ice, the bag that they put in the ice bucket, and that's the remote condom. So you put the remote in there, you tie off the end, you don't have to touch the nasty remote. Because I'm sure that, I'm not going to lie, even at the Houstonian, I would still do it. There's something...
You don't have to. He's got the secret weapon.
Well, we have the secret weapon.
I still wouldn't trust it. That's just me, though. That's my own weirdness.
Our ice buckets are so clean, we don't have plastic bags. So
really? You would have double out. Right. So now I'm going to have to put the remote in the ice bucket and figure out that way.
So I wanted to get with you with everything that happened yesterday. We didn't make it in. Everybody was struggling with everything that was going on. And I know you guys being in the Galleria with all that land and everything that you got going on. How did you guys handle everything that happened with all of the rain and the flooding and all that?
Well, we were fortunate. We took a little bit of water in one of the lower levels of our garage. But we have an awesome team. And, you know, one of the things that people really don't understand about hotels or ever really think about is that hotels are 24/7. We operate 365 days a year, and we don't even have a lock on the front door. There's no key to the front door.
Really?
There's always somebody that's going to answer the telephone, and closing just isn't an option for us. So it's interesting in a situation like yesterday, what we do is we huddle up, and we have to figure out how many guests are going to be in our hotel for the night because, as you know, oftentimes people, your staff can't get into the property to help support the guests that are there, help service them. And so we huddled up in the middle of the day to figure out exactly how many guests were not going to be able to get out of the hotel, how many were checking in, and then what our staffing situation looked like, and figured out what services that we would be able to provide to our guests and what services we couldn't provide. So I'm really, really fortunate that I work with an unbelievable team of people that jump in, roll their sleeves up. People jump from one department to the next to help each other out and to service our guests. And yesterday was just one of those feel-good moments for me that I reflect on and realize how awesome of a team that I have around me to make my job and my life much easier. Well, one of the things that we did is after we got to our head count for the night, it was a good problem to work through, but we were full last night.
Oh,
and
that's always good.
Right, exactly. So we knew that during the dinner hours, we probably were not going to have enough space to serve everybody dinner between the dining room and the bar. So what we did is we took a ballroom that's adjacent to the dining room, and we set that up for dinner, put a nice huge buffet in there, close the doors. And so what we instructed our team to do is once the bar and the dining room is completely full, which we knew it was going to happen, because in a flooding situation, everybody stays on property.
Right. Sure.
And we're fortunate in our location right there in Memorial that we've got a lot of regular guests that walk over to our property as well. Anyhow, we knew we were going to fill up. It happened. And once that happened, we just opened the doors to the ballroom. And when we didn't have a spot in the dining room or the bar, we just offered our guests a space over in the ballroom for dinner. And awesome. If you want dinner now, mm-hmm. we're going to pay for it. It's free. It's complimentary over in the ballroom. Or you can wait and spend your money in the dining room. And so it was a win-win for
wow.
our guests.
That's
and we, one of the things that we never do is let anybody leave our hotel hungry. And so got a great
And you looked out for your employees and everything. The Houstonian oh, yeah. way of doing things. And again, it's a fixture in Houston, the name, the Houstonian. I don't think people get enough background information about the way you guys are dedicated to not just the city, but your own employees and everything else.
Yeah. I mean, we have several, we had several employees that stayed with us last night. And the thing that is awesome about our team is as they're, certain people that can't get into the hotel to work, there are also people that can't leave.
Sure.
And everybody just covers each other's shifts. And some people are working from dusk till dawn and waiting for others to come in. And it's just it's an incredible culture, small company, private-owned company.
That's why we always talk about the amenities you get. It feels like a staycation in another land, and you're right here in Houston. Y'all take care of everybody. Speaking of that, we know that the big group that always travels with the Texans games, and it's a road trip in L.A., and as we always like to say, as our hotel guy, you are the guy that gives us the key kind of tidbits and information on the road that people might not be aware of when they head to Southern California this weekend to see the Texans and the Chargers. What do you got?
Right. So I'm going to give you two options today, guys. L.A. is expensive, as we all know, and so I'm going to give you two options. The first is the real big option, and the second one is very practical, and it's a little bit lighter on the pocketbook. If you're going to roll big and you want to go to Los Angeles, I would recommend either the Hotel Bel Air or the Beverly Hills Hotel. Those hotels are both in the Dorchester Collection.
Mm-hmm.
They're both Forbes Travel Guide, 5-star rated hotels. They're both run by a guy named Ed Mady, and Ed Mady is a legend in my business. In 2017, he was named Hotelier of the Year by Hotels Magazine, and that is basically the Lombardi Trophy
sure.
of uh-huh. my business.
Yeah.
And so I would absolutely encourage you to check into one of those hotels. Now, they're a little bit of a drive out to the soccer stadium there in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
But they're great. If you were going to tailgate and you were going to stay at those hotels, I would definitely tailgate there at the bar. The great thing about those properties is they're both small, they're very secluded, and they're very private. You never know who's going to be in those bars. So you could be sitting next to any celeb out
sure.
there. And so I haven't been to the Bel Air in probably about 15 years, but I love that property. And those are the two places that I always recommend. If you were going to stay at those hotels, and then let's say you took private transportation out to the soccer stadium, then there is one other option that I really like, and that is a bar. It's actually a brewery called the Ballast Point Brewery out in Long Beach. Killer beer. It's got an awesome view of the bay, and that's definitely a stop that I would make along the way. Now,
cool. People lose sight of the fact the soccer stadium. So you're not talking about like L.A. downtown proper. It's kind of
it's out, in out Carson.
Of yeah, yeah,
right.
Carson,
so it's California, about right. 13, 14, 15 miles from LAX, but. On the economical side of the equation, there are several hotels. Barry's a points member over at the Holiday Inn. There's a Holiday Inn within 3 miles of the StubHub Center. And I checked availability out there this week, and there are tons of hotels with availability, and all of those rooms are under $150. So
nice. Great.
Now, the disclaimer on that option is there's not a lot out there in the way of restaurants or bars. But if you want to get in and out, go see the Texans in a practical way, then this is your route.
And make sure you factor in parking, because you're going to pay for parking right. in L.A. no matter where you stay.
No doubt about it. You're
yeah.
going to pay for everything.
Oh, yeah.
No matter where
oh,
you
yeah,
stay.
Yeah.
So before we let you go, tell everybody, too, just because of the fact that we were talking about just all the amenities, and I talk about all the time with the four restaurants and all the swimming pools and all the amenities at the Houstonian, how do people catch up with what's going on at the Houstonian and why they should be there for a staycation?
Well, you could call me right over at the office. My number is 713-316-2712, and I'll help you out. I mean, the place is so awesome. My daughter's staying there this weekend. She's 8 years old. She's going to concert Toyota Center. It's totally escaped my mind. Carrie Underwood. I'm so sorry.
There you go.
I'm not a big fan of Toyota Center.
I don't know if that's good or not, but my daughter's going to a Carrie Underwood concert.
Nice.
So she's checking into the hotel, hopping in the pools, going down the slide, having ice cream, and jumping on the bed.
There you go.
Houstonian.com as well.
Exactly.
There you go. Steve, have a great weekend. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for all the amazing food.
You bet. Enjoy, guys. Have a great weekend.
We look forward to Steve coming. Every time there's a Texas road trip, Steve's going to be in here as our hotel guy. He is going to give you all the tidbits you need to know. And because he brings goodies, not just for us, but for you, we're going to give $100, a $100 dinner certificate to Tribute on the grounds of the Houstonian sometime between now and the end of the show. So stay tuned for that as well. Much more coming up. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling throughout over 2-3 hour show. Yes, galore. And yes, there's more. That means Sarah Barshop at 3:30 to talk Texans. Possible other guests. You're still smacking.
And at some point,
we're going to give away a $100 steak dinner for two at Tribute on the grounds of the beautiful Houstonian Hotel and Spa.
Oh, so it is a steak dinner. I thought it was just $100
for anything.
Well, they
label it as a steak dinner. I'm sure if you want to go off the steak selections,
bro,
you can, but why would you? But you just had
if you can
quail.
Get the bacon-wrapped stuffed quail. Holy bleep. I was telling Nick, because you were like, you know, did you want to try some? And he goes, no, I had a bunch of food before the show. Bitch, I stopped at Chick-fil-A. If they had a quail filet, I would totally go to that place too. I was stuffed when I got here. I'm not passing up bacon wrapped stuffed quail.
Especially prepared at the Houstonian. Their chefs are unbelievable.
Oh, it's so good. You have no idea. It is so delicioso. I'm going to eat this whole thing. I'm all on a calorie count. Don't matter.
It's also always good to have a guy that has the experience that Steve has, like across the country and in all his years in like not just with hotels, but because he goes to all these different cities, that he can drop knowledge on you and like the bars you want to hit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody can look at like all the different hotel sites, but talk about a spot like, and I'll tell you this, and when you travel in the NBA, sometimes you get lucky enough, like in the playoffs, when we stayed at the Beverly Wilshire and all that, and then if they lost, they would stay at another one of those hotels in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no lie. Like, when we beat the Clippers in that game, the big game of the comeback, and Mikhail was like, Joey, coming down to at the bar, sit with us for a while. You go down there and you sit, and literally, you're like, you're looking at tables, and instead of just like looking at just Houstonian, you know, you're just looking at you go, oh my God, that's Jack Nicholson. Oh my God, that's, and you're like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a different, really, when they say La La Land, it's different out there. But it's cool to get his knowledge, and he's such a good dude, so it's always good to have our hotel guy in, Steve. So that's every road trip that the Texans are on, we'll have him on for you.
A couple of texts, because I've been slacking on the text line.
Okay.
Jamie from Spring said, happy anniversary, Pac-Man.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Titan Hugo, talking trash, said, Barry, since the suspects weren't on yesterday and you weren't able to get your question to Sigmund, don't forget to tweet him this weekend because you're going to need all the help you can get.
Oh, that's right. You play him, huh?
Yeah, so he's already talking that trash. I got this text. Hey, guys, glad y'all are good. When I turned you on and heard Stephen A., I was like, uh-oh. And then I said, oh, that's because of the rain. My second year here from L.A., so I was here for Harvey, but was okay and okay again yesterday. Feeling bad for those from Harvey and yesterday. Got to go home. My daughter is due any day with the first grandbaby. Congratulations. Glad you're safe.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the kind words. That was Trucker Jane, Lady Jane, on the text line. So we appreciate you and glad you are safe.
Absolutely. So with that said, almost done hour number two. Hour number three will feature Sarah Barshop and, of course, more of you. So we do want to encourage you. We've got lots of tweets and texts, as Barry just went through. But if you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. You can call that number, text that number. You can always reach us on Twitter at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at what the hell are you doing?
I'm on the fence about this.
Is that Coke Zero?
Yeah.
Why are you on the fence about it? It tastes better than Diet Coke. And Cherry Coke Zero is better than that.
It does taste better than Diet Coke.
If you've drank Diet Coke as long as I have, maybe 15 years. 16 years when I switched over from regular Dr. Pepper.
76 years if you calculate how many you've had.
That's true. I went from regular Dr. Pepper to Diet Dr. Pepper and then to Diet Coke. And I've been drinking Diet Coke for at least 15 years.
Okay.
So I went to get some a Diet Coke to go with this quail because that's what I pair it with.
God, shut up. Okay, so, hoity-toity, let's go. Get through this.
I paired with a nice Diet Coke. But there was no Diet Coke in the soda machine, which is a travesty. Ooh. So I was like, uh-oh. Well, I guess I'll have to get a Coke Zero because at least there's no calories, no sugar in it. Because I'm used to the no calories, no sugar taste of Diet Coke. I got to admit, the first couple sips, I didn't like.
Really?
It's not bad, though, actually. If I'm being fair to it, it's actually not bad.
It's the closest diet soda I've tasted to tasting like a real Coke.
But I don't like the taste of real Coke.
Oh, okay.
I never have. I felt like real Coke would leave an aftertaste.
But like, if you've been to Dr. Pepper was good.
Yeah.
That's why I would suggest Coke Zero, Cherry Coke Zero.
Does it cherry taste Coke like Dr. Zero? Pepper?
It's got that cherry, that Dr. Pepper flavor for you. I think you'd like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this isn't terrible. I can, you know, this isn't bad. I will admit. And normally I would not admit that. I would just hold steadfast to my love.
It's tough to get you to admit you like many things other than quail.
That's true. Boy, so, yeah. You know what? He didn't miss on that. It is good.
He knows the exact way to get get to your heart. Boy. Right through the dinner table.
So. Yeah. You didn't need me in that segment. This is legit good.
We knew that before it started, when you started digging in. All right, two in the books, 1 hour to go, 60 minutes on the clock. When we come back, we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You do nothing but keep it tuned right here to ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.